Last evening, Jewish families around the world marked the first night of Passover, the ancient holiday celebrating the exodus from Egypt. Evelina Schmuckler was living in Cairo a year ago. She wanted to have an authentic Passover Seder, but finding all the foods required was a challenge.
Many of the traditional Seder must-haves were no problem to find. Parsley and salt water? Check. Eggs? Check. Shank bone? Easy. Sweet red wine was more difficult. Manischewitz seems to have made few inroads into the Egyptian market. As for matzah, the unleavened flatbread that symbolizes the hurriedness of the flight from Egypt, I ended up making my own, using a recipe I found online. Flour and water, mixed and rolled flat, then punctured with a fork to make dozens of rows of little holes, and then baked. I couldn't find any kosher for Passover flour, of course. I decided to focus instead on not buying the self-rising stuff, since I figured that was clearly not kosher for this event. In the end, my matzah tasted surprisingly authentic. That is, it was pretty much tasteless. It was also hard as a board, but I managed to break it up into the requisite pieces, shared it all around, and everyone seemed to like it. Horseradish, for the bitter herbs which symbolized the bitterness of our former plight as slaves in Egypt, was a more unexpected obstacle. With shelves and shelves of American ketchups and mustards on offer, I thought horseradish would be easy to check off my list, but not so. I ended up buying a Chinese radish, grating it fine, adding some vinegar, and ta-da, horseradish. Thank you, horseradish.org. During the Seder, I sorely missed my family's homemade and well-worn Haggadah. After much searching online, I settled for one that quoted the Exodus story from the Bible pretty much verbatim. The language was archaic, but it was an interesting way to hear again the story of those evil ancient Egyptians, especially since I lived among real contemporary Egyptians every day. They seem pretty nice on the whole today, and if anyone is suffering now, it was hardly the Jewish expatriates who were at my table. Rereading about the flight from Egypt struck other current events nerves. As the story of the Israelites' return to the Promised Land continues to play itself out, as grimly as any Bible story, just across the Suez Canal in Gaza, in Israel, and on the West Bank, next year in Jerusalem, that hopeful statement with which we end the Seder every year resounded with the full meaning of both 5,000 years of seeking and the current, often bleak, outlook for peace.
Evelina Schmuckler celebrated Seder last night with her family in Atlanta, Georgia.